听起来好点了吗?
Okay, she can't hear the difference either.
Yeah, 她也听不出区别来。
All right, we're going to thank Paul. If he's still here at lunchtime, he's upstairs now, but you thank him, and we'll carry on.
我们要继续唱,然后那个修钢琴那个Paul,如果他仍然在这里的话呢,在吃午餐的时候,你们要记得感谢他。
Very good. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer.
所以我们有这样的一个朋友，在主耶稣基督里，所有我们的罪呢，他都为我们背负。那么说呢，我们有这样的荣幸，把我们的每一件事情呢，都带到神面前，通过祷告。
Welcome to all. Sorry for the inconvenience earlier. We had anticipated, that the piano tuning would have been completed around 9:30, but there were more problems with the piano than we anticipated.
再次欢迎大家，抱歉呢，为这些不方便，因为这个调钢琴的呢，我们觉得它应该是9点半就能够调好，但是呢，它发现了更多的问题，所以花了更多的时间来调。Through
all that, we lost a couple of our friends on Zoom. I think that Dora was kind of missing out on things, so she dropped off, and Jean as well.
So, anyway.
Very good. Let's have a word of prayer and we'll turn to the word. Lord, we're thankful for the privilege of prayer. We believe, Lord, that you are the God who answers prayer.
主啊，我们相信呢，您是那样一位神呢，回应我们的祷告。
And there's a sense in which that's why we've all come this morning. We've come to learn more about you and to pray more to you.
就是这个意义上呢，这就是为什么我们经常来到您这里，就是我们现在学到更多的关于您，向您祷告。
So we thank you for today.
我们为今天献上感恩。
Thanks for sending Paul to us, Lord. Thanks for getting the pianos tuned up.
所以呢，感谢主啊，您呢把那个Paul派到这里来，也感谢呢这个钢琴呢也调好音了。And
now, Lord, we're going to look at the Word of God. We pray that you will teach each one of us what we need to know from what we study today.
所以主要，我们现在呢要转向神的话，学习神的话，所以我们祷告，您呢就是说教导我们，我们应该要学的，我们应该在哪里学。Give
us the right words we pray and the right responses.
所以求您呢赐给我们就是正确的话语去讲，正确的回应。We
ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
All right, so this morning I thought we might consider the book of Psalms, and in particular, the first chapter, the first psalm in the book of Psalms.
今天考虑到的，今天早上我们要学习的是诗篇，诗篇呢，就是特别是来学诗篇第一篇。
The book of Psalms is a long book.
诗篇呢，是一本很长的书。
There are 150 psalms.
所以在这里有150篇诗篇。
Sometimes people ask the question, what is that book all about?
所以有时候呢，人们会问这样的问题：这本书讲的是什么？
And there's a sense in which Psalm number 1 is a prelude to the book of Psalms.
所以从这个意义上来讲呢，就是说诗篇第一篇是那个诗篇的前奏。
Psalm number 150 at the end of the book would be the postlude or the conclusion to the book.
所以这个里面呢，就是诗篇150篇呢，它应该是整个诗篇的结尾，或者说是那个后面的后续。
So, what would the first word be in the book of Psalms?
那么在那个诗篇的第一篇的那个第一个词是什么？
And the first line is, blessed is the man.
所以第一个呢，就是这人便有福。
And the last psalm, the first line is, praise the Lord.
所以最后一个诗篇的最后一句话呢，就是赞美主。
And in the middle, if you like, is the detail as to how to live life with God.
所以这个里面在中间呢，如果你喜欢的话呢，就是怎样呢，为神而活。
If you were to follow the instruction of the first psalm,
如果你遵从呢，就是第一个诗篇的那个指导，
learn and live all about it as you go through the rest of the psalms.
就在你这个诗篇的其他部分，当你去学、去思考的时候，
what would you say about your life at the end of the psalm?
所以呢，你在那个诗篇的结尾的时候呢，你会怎么去想你的人生呢？
You'd say praise the Lord, wouldn't you?
你会说赞美主，是不是呢？
Yeah. All right. So, some introduction then to the life that the Christian should live, and we'll get from that in Psalm 1.
所以呢，就是这是这里一些指导，作为基督徒呢应该怎样去生活的，我们要从诗篇第一篇开始。
So we'll read it together. Probably, Roy, better to read it in Chinese first, and then I will read it in English. Psalm 1.
Read the whole psalm?
Yeah.
Okay. 就是我先用中文给大家读一下，然后呢，再拿大家再来，他在用英文读诗篇第一篇第一节，不从恶人的计算，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做好讥诮人之作为，这人便为有福。他为喜爱耶和华的律法，昼思夜想他的律法。他要像一棵树栽在众溪水旁，按他的时候结他的果子，叶子也不会枯干。凡他所做的都甚利，恶人并不是这样，而是像糠皮被风吹散。 因此，当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。因为耶和华知晓义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。All
right, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
刚才他读的是整个诗篇第一篇。
The first verse is a wonderful verse. It says, blessed is the man.
所以呢，第一节经文呢是一个奇妙的经文。他说呢，这人变为有福。And
again, as we said upstairs, many are the meanings of the word blessed, but in particular, it relates to the happiness of life.
再一次在我们在楼上的时候呢，我们谈到呢这个有福，那是一个很多的有意义的这样的一个词，很多不同意义的词。那么说呢，特别的是呢跟人生的那个福气是有关系的。If
you want to be happy, then what you want to do is make sure you don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful.
如果你想要幸福的话呢，那么说呢，那你怎么做呢？你要不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做好讥诮之人的座位。Have
you ever asked the question, I wonder what I should do?
所以你有没有就是说是问这样一个问题呢？我不知道我该做什么。Should
I do this or should I do that?
我是应该做这呢，还是应该做那呢？
Most often we, excuse me, don't ask that question. We simply say, this is what I did yesterday. I'll do the same as I did then.
所以大多数我们中间的人呢，不会问这个问题。他就是说我昨天是这么做的，那么今天呢，我也应该这么做。But
sometimes, under certain circumstances, we end up with more questions.
所以有时候呢，在有些情况下呢，我们最终呢有更多的问题。
And we might say, I'm not sure if I should do it today, same way as I did yesterday.
所以我们有可能说呢，我不是很确定，我今天呢，是不是得要按照昨天同样的方式去做。
So just think in general terms now. What do most people? How do most people go about solving the problem of what to do next?
在这个里面呢，我们来问一个普遍的这样的一个问题。那么说，大多数人呢，他们下一步也该去做什么，去解决问题了。
So how do you go about solving the problem? What do you do?
你应该怎么做?
Well, when I was very young, I used to say, I'll ask mommy.
当我还非常小的时候，那我通常说呢，我问我的妈妈。
When you get older, you might ask other people.
当你呢长大以后呢，你有可能问其他的人。
You might even decide you're going to read a book on the subject and determine on the basis of that what you ought to do.
所以呢，也有可能呢，就是决定呢去读一本书呢，然后呢，通过书呢，决定在那种情况下呢，你应该怎么做？
In general, it's not at all uncommon for us to seek counsel from another when we have to make a decision.
所以呢，就是说，总的来说呢，对我们来说呢，并不是说非常的普遍的，就是说是当我们呢要解决问题的时候，是寻求其他人的那样的建议。
But of course, the key is, if you're going to ask counsel from someone, you want to ask the right person.
所以呢，这个关键是呢，如果你要寻求别人的意见呢，你要问对人。
If you ask the wrong person, you could get the wrong counsel.
如果你问错的人呢，你就会得到错误的建议。
And frankly, most counsel comes from the ungodly.
坦率地说呢，大多数这样的建议呢，是从不敬虔的来的。
Many people are prepared to tell you what to do. I think this is what you ought to do.
大多数人呢，他们都准备好了，告诉你怎么做。他说这就是你该做的。
Or you can turn to the Bible and to the people of God, and you can say to them, what do you think we should do? What would be the best answer that you could give to someone who came to you as a Christian and said, can you tell me what to do? What would you say?
所以这个里面呢，就是说是他们呢，就是会从圣经里寻求答案，或者说找一些基督徒来寻求答案。那么说，如果一个人呢，他来找你，因为你是个基督徒，他问那这样的建议，下一步该怎么做，你应该怎么回答他呢？
Would you not say, frankly, I'm not sure, but this is what the Bible says.
你会不会这样说呢？你说我不是很确定，但是呢，圣经是这么说的。
That's the best answer you could give, isn't it?
这就是你能给出的最好的答案，是不是？
So you got this wonderful book ahead of you here, and you say, I want to do what God wants me to do. I don't want the counsel of the ungodly. I want the counsel of God.
所以这个里面呢，你们每个人面前呢，都一本奇妙的书，就是圣经。你说呢？我想要知道那神让我怎么去做，我不想说呢，我想知道什么做，我就是不想要那些不敬虔的那种指导。我想要呢，神要我所做的那样去做。The
book of Proverbs says that in the multitude of counselors there is wisdom.
那个箴言说呢，就是更多的那样的建议呢，里面呢必藏着智慧。The
problem is that in the multitude of counselors, there's also a lot of folly. How do you distinguish?
所以问题是呢，就是说许多人的建议呢，中间呢有些是不对的。那么说你怎么来区别了？And
so the simple logic of the Christian goes like this: What would Jesus want me to do?
所以对基督徒来说，一个简单的逻辑就是说，耶稣基督想要我做什么？Now
there's a progression in verse 1.
因为在第一节里呢有一个递进的关系。
This person does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly.
因为这个人呢，他呢就是说是不从恶人的计谋。Number
two, he does not stand in the path of sinners.
第二点呢，他不站在罪人的道路。And
number three, he does not sit in the seat of the scornful.
因为第三个呢，他不坐好讥诮之人的座位。So,
if you were to follow the counsel of the ungodly, what would happen?
所以如果你遵循那个就是不敬虔的那样的建议，会发生什么了？
Well, you would do what the ungodly wanted you to do.
你就会去做那些不敬虔的人要你所做的事情。
And then someone would say to you, why did you do that?
有人就会问你，你为什么要那么做？
And the answer is, you would make a defense.
所以呢，答案是你就会为自己辩护。
And you might say, my friend told me to.
有可能说，那我的朋友叫我这么做的。
But probably you wouldn't do that. You would probably say, I did it because it was right.
所以你有有可能你不会那么去做，你说我这么做是认为，我认为这样做是对的。
And you would take a stand on the basis of what you did.
所以呢，你就会呢为你所做的那样的一个基础上呢去辩护。
And you would say, I did what the ungodly told me to do. I am prepared to stand, and I am standing now with the sinners, the others who did what the ungodly wanted them to do.
所以呢，就是说，你说呢，我就准备好呢，要去做那些，就是说不敬虔人给我的建议。所以呢，这个意义上，你就站在那个罪人的那个道路上，你就准备去做那些不敬虔的人为你所做的，而且为其辩护。
And then as time went on, you would end up sitting in the seat of the scornful, and you would make fun of those who did something different from what you did.
所以这个里面呢，就是这样，通过这样的一个基础呢，你就会坐在好讥诮之人的座位上。这个时候呢，你就会呢去为那些跟你做的不一样的事情的人呢，你去讥诮他们。
All of which say that, on the basis of what action you take, you will usually make a strong commitment and justify yourself.
所以这些所有的告诉我们呢，就是说是如果说呢，基于你所已经做的事情呢，你就会呢，就是说在里面呢就非常强，你就非常强的站在那个位置上，并且呢，就是说是为你所做的去把它认为是正确的。
So I ran across a situation a while ago.And it was, what action should we take? Do we go this way or this way?
因为我呢也处在有不久前我处在这样的情况，就是这样的，我想往这边走了还是往这边走了。
This way is God's way.
这条路呢是神的路。
This way is much more convenient, and basically people will approve of it, and everybody does it, and therefore we can go this way.
所以这条路呢更加的容易，大多数人呢都这么做，那么说呢，我如果这么做呢，就是因为多数人做呢，我们应该走这条路。
And so the people who went the wrong way, they go the wrong way, and then people come up to them later and say, why did you do that? And you say, my stand is, that was the right way. This doesn't apply, this is the right way.
所以大多数人呢走错了路，走错了路以后呢，人家问他为什么你这样做，你就会为自己辩护，你说我认为这条路是正确的，所以我朝这边走，这边路是对的，那边路是错的。
And the logical conclusion is, after a while, you'll end up laughing at the people who did it the right way, and you side with the people who did it the wrong way.
这个逻辑呢，就是最后呢，你就会去嘲笑那些呢做的走的正确路上的人和这些走的错误的路上人呢站在一起。
Have you noticed that most of the people in the world have rejected this way?
所以呢，你有没有注意到呢，在世界上大多数人呢都呢拒绝呢圣经里的这个路了
？And the conclusion that they reach is often very, very wrong, very foolish.
他们所做的决断呢，通常呢是非常非常错误的，非常非常愚蠢的。
When I was younger, there was a fellow by the name of Dr. Spock who came on the English-speaking world.
所以呢，就是当我还年轻的时候呢，有一个叫 Dr. Spock， 他呢就是从那个英语这个语言中出来的人。
And he told the world that the Bible's way of training children.Was not very effective.
他呢告诉整个世界呢，就是说圣经呢训练孩子的这样的方式呢，并没有效果。
And in particular, he said you shouldn't punish children, especially you can't give them a spanking.
他们基本上说呢，当你该打你孩子屁股的时候，应该打他。
And the Bible says, spare the rod, and you will spoil the child.
圣经说呢，你丢下了棍棒，你就会惯坏了孩子。
Dr. Spock decided that he wouldn't teach that, and so he taught the whole English-speaking world to train children, to raise children another way.
这个你们呢，就是说是这个 Dr. Spock 呢，他觉得呢，哎，这个方式不行，所以他教导整个的英语世界的讲英语的这整个世界呢，另外一个方式去训练孩子。The
problem was that his own children, one of his own children, committed suicide.
问题是他其中的一个孩子呢自杀了。They
didn't know how to live.
他们不知道怎样去生活。He
followed his own rules in training his children. They didn't know how to live.
因为他遵从他自己的规则去训练他自己的孩子，那些孩子却不知道怎么生活。So
there is a consequence of going the wrong way. If you listen to the counsel of the ungodly, you will ultimately defend that position, and then you'll laugh at the position that is right. Don't go down that path.
所以这个里面呢，就是如果你走错了路呢，有一个那个后果在那里。如果呢你去走错了路呢，以后呢，你就会去嘲笑那些走正确路的人，然后为你那个走错了路去辩护，所以不要那么做。All
right. So if you weren't to do that, what would you do? You wouldn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, but instead you would delight in the law of the Lord. You'd look and you'd say, the law of the Lord is this. This is what I've got to do. I'm not going to go with the counsel of the ungodly. I will go with the Lord.
如果你那么去做的话，那你不占罪人道了，不做好讥诮之人的作为，那么你后面应该怎么做呢？你应该是因为你说我唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼思夜想，这就是我应该走的那条路。
And in that law, you would meditate day and night.
所以在这样的律法里，你要昼夜思想。
After you decide to follow the Lord in whatever the issue is, what do you think about?
所以呢，当你跟从了主，你就知道，就是说是那个问题什么时候，你去思考什么了。
You think, oh, maybe I made a wrong decision?
你会觉得我是做了一个错误的决定吗？
You think I should have listened to the psychology of the world?
你就会认为我应该去听那个世界上的那个心理学家的劝告吗？
Or do you quietly delight in the law of the Lord and say, Lord, I did this because you told me to do it. The Bible says do it, and I am going to delight in what it is you said.
或者说你非常平静的，就是说是你喜爱耶和华的律法，然后在律法里找的平静。你说那圣经告诉我这么做，主告诉我这么做，我非常喜爱这么去做。Now,
what happens after that?
那么这之后发生了什么呢？
Verse 3.
第三节。
You get to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
你要像一棵树栽在众溪水旁。
You will bring forth fruit in your season.
所以按他的时候结他的果子。Your
leaf will not wither.
叶子也不会枯干。Whatever
you do will prosper.
凡你所做的都尽顺利。Is
that good news?
这是个好消息吗？
What do you know about a tree?
你对树也了解多少？
Takes a long time to grow.
要花很长时间才能长成。
Sometimes a tree is way big like this. How long did that take?
因为有时候那个树呢，树茎有这么大，那要花多久才长得这么大呢？
Maybe 60, 70, 100 years.
大概有600到700年。
If you plant a peach seed in your yard,
如果呢，你的一个豆子的种子种在你的后院里，
and it grows into a peach tree,
长成了一个豆子树，
when will you be able to eat the peaches?
刚错了，是桃子。那你什么时候可以吃桃子呢？
Well, not for at least 5 years.
最少5年。3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah.
最少那5年呢，你吃不上桃子是吧？
If you do what's right in your life, how long is it going to take before you see fruit?
所以呢，如果你决定在你的人生里做正确的事情，你认为要花多久才能吃到果子呢？
Well, it could take a long time.
也可能花很长时间。
Takes a long time for the tree to grow.
所以要花很长时间让树长大。
What are you going to do in the meantime?
现在你应该做什么呢？
You could say, oh, I did the wrong thing.
你说，哦，我做错了事情。
Or you can say, I'm going to delight in the law of the Lord, and I'm going to keep praying, and I'm going to say, Lord, you know I did that for the right reason. You, would you please bring some fruit on my tree, please?
你这个里面，或者说你就是喜爱耶和华律法，你向他主祷告，你说主啊，我知道这样做是对的，您呢告诉我这样做是对的，所以求您呢给我带出一点果子。Remember
now, in all of life, the Bible says there are consequences. You sow here and you will reap later there.
所以你知道呢，在圣经里面，在人生所有的情况下呢，都有那样的后果。你在这里种下的呢，你会在那里收获。If
you walk in the counsel of the ungodly, ultimately you'll sit back and you'll mock the Christian.
所以呢，如果你呢，你呢，就是说是听那些不敬虔的那样的建议了，最后呢，你会坐在那里去嘲笑基督徒们。If
you follow the truth of God, and you walk in the counsel of God, you will ultimately sit there and praise the Lord for all his goodness to you.
因为如果你呢跟遵从呢神的真理，走在神的听神所有的建议，最终呢你会坐在那里赞美主为他对你所做的所有的善事。
All right, so some of you have been shopping.
你们有些人去购物。
And the sign in the store says, buy now, pay later.
就在那个商店里的那个，就是说是有个标志呢，说你现在买，稍后再付钱。
Who was the inventor of the first buy it now, pay later plan?
谁是第一个发明这个计划的呢？先呢买，然后呢分期付款。
The devil.
魔鬼。
The devil says, you don't need to worry about tomorrow. God says everything you sow will have consequences. You will reap what you sow. It might take long, it might take as long as a tree to grow. But you will end up, if you give wisdom to God and follow his leading, the Lord will bless. And if you don't, sooner or later, you will say, I made a terrible mistake. I should have done this.
这个呢，是魔鬼的那个发明的。如果你呢跟从魔鬼的建议呢，你不去跟从神的建议，那么说呢，最终呢，就神告诉我们，就是说你今天种下的东西，将来呢，你一定会收获这个后果，就像一个树长大的一样。如果你不遵从神的建议的话呢，最终呢，你会坐下来想，你说我在人生里犯了一个大错。So
what's the book of Psalms all about?
那诗篇讲的是什么呢？It's
all about the wisdom. You follow God, and God will bless. You don't, and there'll be a problem.
所以呢，所有都是关于人生的这样智慧。如果你跟从那个神呢，那么说他会赐福你；那么说呢，如果你不跟从，那么说你人生你会产生很多的麻烦和问题。Well,
that's the prelude to the book of Psalms. It's also a summary of the entire Bible.
这个里面就是说是这个是诗篇的一个前奏，但是呢，也是整个圣经的一个总结。Read
it, trust it, obey it, and keep believing it after you've done it.
所以呢，就是去读，然后呢，去相信，去顺服。顺服的话呢，那么说呢，你要去信，信了以后呢，就说是在你一直相信以后呢，你就会发现的，你会得到福气。All
right, well, that's all the time we have this morning. Let's pray.
就是我们今天所有时间，我们来祷告。Lord,
we want to thank you for the logic of the Bible.
就是我们感谢您为了圣经里的逻辑。We're
thankful that if we follow what the Bible says, the blessing of God will be upon us. And if we don't, we will end up in trouble.
所以主要我们感谢您呢，如果我们呢跟从圣经里所说的，那么说呢，神的赐福会降临在我们身上。如果我们不遵从，我们就会有麻烦了。Lord,
help us to be simple enough to say, I don't want the counsel of the ungodly. I'm going to go in the way of the Lord.
所以主要求您能帮助我们简单的这样去想，我们不想呢去听那些不敬虔的建议，我要与主同行。And
we ask your blessing then upon each of us in Jesus' name.
我们祈求您的赐福降临在每一个人身上，我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.